May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. The glory of the cross, I don't see it. Jesus betrayed, flogged, mocked, brought to trial, condemned, all with dizzying speed. Exhausted and in pain, he carries his cross to the place of execution. Crucifixion was designed to be a slow and tortuous death, so that all who saw it were warned about the dangers of challenging the might of Rome. Of the male disciples, only John had not fled. A small group of women, including Jesus' mother, stood at the foot of the cross, their hearts broken. The glory of the cross, I don't see it. But the more I learn about the Bible, the more I want to learn. I discover layers and layers of meaning. I discover that there is no such thing as the moral of the story. There are many morals of the story that add depth and richness to our understanding. So let's explore the glory of the cross. What was God doing as Jesus hung dying? Well, God was reconciling heaven and earth. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in his letter to the Christians in Philippi. He said that Jesus, although he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The glory of the cross is that Jesus is exalted as heaven and earth are reconciled and brought into harmony. Hallelujah. Good on you, Wendy. Secondly, the glory of the cross is found in life. Death has been overcome. God is stronger than death, stronger than the evil that is in the world. And today we celebrate that life that was resurrected. We don't need to fear death. In the words of an ancient Icelandic burial hymn, "In Jesus' name I'm living, in Jesus' name I'll die. I'll fear not though life's vigour from death's cold shadow fly. O grave, where is your triumph? O death, where is your sting? Come when you will and welcome, secure in Christ I sing." Thirdly, the glory of God is in the new family that was created. On the cross, Jesus saw his mother and John the disciple standing together. He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to John, he said, "Here is your mother." It's not wrong to see this as Jesus caring for his mum in his last hour, but I want to suggest a deeper meaning. If John is Mary's son, if Mary is John's mother, then John is Jesus' brother. A new family is formed, not dependent upon genetics, but dependent upon a relationship with Jesus. At the foot of the cross, John represents the disciples. He represents us who are disciples. The glory of the cross is this new family relationship in which we belong through our baptism. The glory of the cross, yes, indeed, the cross is glorious. The glory of the cross shines brightly. The glory of the cross has shone through time and all over the world. The glory of the cross has shone in the hearts of faithful women and men through the ages. The glory of the cross shines in the hearts of God's family gathered here today. And it gives me great joy to tell you that two little people are entering this family today. Daniel and Rebecca have been brought here today for baptism, and we welcome them wholeheartedly. Today we celebrate the glory of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. We celebrate the exaltation of Jesus the Christ as heaven and earth are brought into a wonderful new harmony. We celebrate the new life and love that Jesus brings into this world and the next. We celebrate the new family that we can now belong to, the family of the glorious resurrected Jesus. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen.